Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to continue with the first parak of Masechta Moed Katan, as well as begin the second parak of Masechta Moed Katan. So, Parak Aleph Mishnah Yud talks about two different types of repair that could be done in Chol HaMoed, but only when it's not a Maisa Uman. Osin Makal Gagul Marpesas Maisa Hedyot. You're allowed to make a railing for a roof or a balcony if it's a Maisa Hedyot, but not a Maisa Uman. Avalo Maisa Uman. You know, because the Mishnah is talking about a railing that you absolutely need to provide safety. We're talking about a railing that you don't absolutely need to provide safety. It's going to be used in Yantif, so you're allowed to build it on Chol HaMoed, but since it's not an absolute necessity, you're not allowed to do it in the normal professional way that you would do something. I mean, there is a mitzvah in the Torah to build a makkah al gagecha so that people don't fall off, but the mission of here is talking about a railing that is not part of that chiyuv of a makkah al gagecha. Let's say it's a roof that's not used that much, it's only used for storage. If it were a chiyuv, then you'd be allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, even in a Maisa Uman kind of way. Shafin as a sedakin, you could smear plaster over the cracks in the roof of a house. Umagila no so bimagila be out of regal. And you could smooth out that plaster with your hand or foot, even if the results will be as good as if they had been done with a roller. Avalo bimachalotzim, but you're not allowed to smooth it out with machalotzim, which is some type of other utensil, because the hefsid is not a definite hefsid, because it might not rain on Yantiv. So the repairs can only be done in a way that's a Maisa Hedyot, but not in a way that is a Maisa Uman with these specialized utensils. Now, what can you do in a Maisa Uman kind of way? Hatzir v'atzinor v'akor v'amanul v'amavtech sh'nishbaru. If parts of the door or the pivot, the socket, the beam, the lock, or the key broke, misakram v'moed. You're allowed to fix those in Chol HaMoed, even in a Maisa Uman, because you need them to prevent ganavim from coming into the house and causing a loss. But that's only if you don't schedule the work dafka for Chol HaMoed. Any pickled foods that you could pickle in Chol HaMoed and you'll be ready to eat during Yom Tov, kovshin, you could pickle them in Chol HaMoed, because that's considered a preparation for the Yom Tov. Now, Beis Hashem, we will begin the second parak of Maseches Moed Katan. So we are up to Parak Beis Mishnah Aleph. So we said that even work that's done to prevent a loss is mutar in Chol HaMoed only if it could not have been done before Yom Tov. If you intentionally left the work over, you're mechavin melachta l'moed, then you're not allowed to do it, even if it's to prevent a loss. So our Mishnah talks about a case where somebody tried to do work before Yom Tov, but something beyond his control caused a delay. Misha hafach hazesav, a person turned over his olives before Yom Tov in order to prepare them for being pressed for oil. Ve'ero avel, and then a relative died, so he became an avel, o ones, or some other accident happened, or his workers deceived him and didn't come to work, and then the Yom Tov came, so then he's allowed to put the first pressing beam down on the olives on Chol HaMoed and leave the beam there until after Moed. But you're not allowed to press the olives a second time during Chol HaMoed, because once they've been pressed one time, they're not going to spoil anymore, so you've saved them, even though you haven't finished all the work. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer Zolei Fagomer Vegof Kedarko. Rabbi Yossi says, look, none of this was your fault, so you're allowed to spill the olives into the press, finish the pressing out of the rest of pressing out all the oil that can possibly be pressed, seal the vat of oil all on Chol HaMoed, do the entire process in the normal way on Chol HaMoed. Because Rabbi Yossi would say that you could do everything you need to do, anything you would normally do, as much as you need. You don't have to stop after, you know, halfway through the avoda, even though it's not going to be a major hefsid. But once we're matir, we're not going to make you do it in a haphazard, kind of way. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah of the first parak of Maseches Moed Katan, we said that you're allowed to make a fence around your roof or your marpeset, your porch, as long as you do it in a non-professional way, and we're not talking about a fence that's a chiyuv to make. And then we said that you can smooth out plastic over cracks in the roof of your house, but only with a Maisa Uman, not with a Maisa Uman, because who knows, maybe it's not even going to rain, it's not even going to be so necessary. And then we said the different parts of a door that break, you're allowed to fix even with a Maisa Uman, but you're not allowed to delay the repairs until Chol HaMoed. You have to do the repairs before Yom Tov, if you could do the repairs before Yom Tov. And we said anything that's pickled that a person can make on Chol HaMoed that will be ready to eat during Yom Tov, you're allowed to pickle them them on Chol HaMoed, because that's a hachana for the Yom Tov itself. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you already started preparing your olives, and then Rachman al-Tzlan, some sort of a relative dies, or some other onus comes up, so then we have a machlokas, Tanakama, and meaning between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to start the process of drawing the oil out of the olives, but you're not allowed to finish the process. Just go get far enough in the process that the olives aren't going to be ruined. And Rabbi Yossi says, nah, you can finish the entire process. Once we're matirit completely. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis.